It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know, I've got all these sort of marks and my skin looks just kind of blah, and what can I do to perk it up? There's creams and potions, and you're not sure if you believe any of their, you know, so-called claims that they make, but what if the key to that glowing, radiant skin were in the foods that you eat? My guest is Cynthia Sass. She's a nutritionist and health educator. Welcome to the show, Cynthia. Let's talk about eating tips for radiant skin. Foods that make our skin look better. Start with one for us.
Okay. Well, the good news is that you are constantly repairing, healing, and regenerating your skin from the inside out using the nutrients that you eat. And a lot of people may be surprised to know that you actually shed about 40,000 skin cells every single minute of the day, and you're replacing those cells with brand new cells that are created from what you've been eating. So if you're eating foods that are nutrient-rich, you're going to create skin that is radiant, that's glowing, that has resilience, that is flexible. And so one of the best things that you can include is good fat. And a lot of people, you know, still are under the impression that eating fat makes you fat, or that fat is fattening or bad for you. But the truth is that fat is an essential component of skin cells. So we really want to focus on the good fat, things like avocado, extra virgin olive oil, nuts and seeds, and natural nut butters. And I really recommend including a little bit of those in every single meal. And I'll tell you, when I first started out as a nutritionist, fat-free diets were really the big fad. You know, fat was the big evil villain of the moment. And I would have clients that would come in, and their skin was just dry, cracked. No matter how much lotion they put on, it wouldn't heal. It was flaky. And when they would start eating more fat, it would repair and heal and become beautiful. So really just upping your fat intake a little bit more, probably from what most people are eating, but really focusing on those good, healthy, nutrient-rich plant-based fats is one of the best strategies for having glowing skin. And another great thing about fat is it helps boost the absorption of antioxidants, according to some research, by up to 13 times more absorption. And that's critical because antioxidants, they not only help improve circulation, so you have better blood flow to the skin surface, but they actually have pigments in them that change the color of your skin for the better. And there was a really interesting study where they looked at 35 people, they tracked their diets, and then they took pictures of them, and they asked other people to rate the photos. And what they found was that the people who ate about 3 extra portions of fruits and vegetables a day were rated as more attractive than those who had less produce. And another similar study found that those people who had higher intakes of produce were rated as better looking than people who had suntan. So that natural glow and the pigment that you get from those fruits and veggies really does come across in your skin. And those antioxidants also help fend off the free radicals, you know, those nasty substances that are in our pollution and the environment that are created by stress that tend to break down the skin and make it look dull.
Well, so, and when you talk about fats, you know, avocado, and you're saying the plant-based fats and fish, you know, fish oil gives you that really good healthy fat. There's some certain, you know, vegetables and produce, purslane, that actually have those omega-3s. Can you, if you are not somebody that eats those things, I mean, I'm a huge avocado, I eat every vegetable, and, you know, but if you're somebody who doesn't, does taking a fish oil kind of give you the same benefits?
It may help somewhat. And yes, fish oils and omega-3 fatty acids are definitely really important. But I think that, you know, when we look at the current research around fat, the recommendation, even for heart health, is to have up to 35% of your daily calories coming from fat, as long as it's low in saturated fat. So it's actually higher than most people think. For most average women, that's about 60 grams of fat a day. So if you're eating 4 meals a day, you know, that's at least 20 grams per meal. So if you have a tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, that's about 12 grams of fat. If you have 2 tablespoons of something like almond butter, that's closer to 20. So I think more, you know, if you take a fish oil supplement, you're getting a concentrated dose of omega-3s. You're really not getting that high percentage of your calories from fat for the overall day. And that's where those wonderful plant-based fats come in, because they're very low in saturated fat. And because they come from plants, they also happen to be bundled with some of their own antioxidants and vitamins and minerals as well.
Now, so what about dairy, Cynthia? Yeah. Because people think that dairy can be harmful to their skin. So is it, I mean, if you're someone who drinks milk, or if you like, you know, cheese, is that something that can be harmful to your skin?
Well, there is some research out there to show that dairy may be a skin aggravator. And I have actually seen in my client practice, people who have eliminated dairy have had skin improvements. So it's something that you may want to experiment with. And if you are a dairy eater and you're going to be removing it from your diet, you just want to make sure that you replace the protein and the nutrients that you would be getting. So if you normally rely on dairy as your calcium source, you want to eat other foods that maybe come from the plant world that are going to give you calcium, things like almonds and dark green leafy vegetables. And
Almond milk is really a great way to kind of supplement that as well. Now, I've heard that ginger, turmeric, you know, some certain spices that have these anti-inflammatory properties can also be good. Why don't you, we only have about a minute and a half left, so run over a list of as many foods as you can think of that really help us get that radiant skin.
Okay, well, all the spectrum of fruits and veggies, all the different colors of the rainbow, you want to make sure that you not just get in enough fruits and veggies, but that you get all the different varieties and botanical families. So citrus is very important. Peppers. Also, dark chocolate, believe it or not, is a really potent skin protector. They've done some research to show that people who eat dark chocolate have skin that is thicker, moister, less rough, and actually more resilient. So I think people like to hear that. And you really just want to be careful with the dehydrators. Too much alcohol and too much caffeine can dehydrate the skin, which can make it look not so glowing and beautiful. So lots of fruits and vegetables, even also you mentioned ginger and cinnamon. Things that are really potent in antioxidants are also those natural seasonings, the herbs and spices. So season it up, flavor up your meals, focus on those plant-based foods, and get enough fat in there, and enjoy some dark chocolate every day.
And also, what about things like green tea? And, of course, you mentioned hydration. And, yeah. I mean, we need to saturate our skin from the inside out, for sure, because dry skin is obviously, you know, contributes to, you know, that if you drink more water. But people don't really realize how much maybe they need to keep that skin looking that way.
Yes, I try to focus on 16 ounces four times a day. That's a great amount. And then in addition to maybe up to 5 cups of tea on top of that a day, that's a lot of fluid, much more than most people are taking in. And unfortunately, we know from the research that even when people are not technically walking around dehydrated, they're getting most of their fluids from unhealthy beverages, like the things that have artificial sweeteners or sugars, and we don't want that. Sugar is actually a skin ager. And so the more just plain old H2O we can drink, especially if you season it up with something like a little bit of a squeeze of fresh citrus juice, you can put some fresh grated ginger in there, some mint, basil is also a wonderful thing to add to water to flavor it. So add those wonderful things that enhance the flavor and aroma of your water as well.
And because you mentioned refined sugars and keeping them out of our diet, ways that people can, in just the last minute here, that people can sort of satisfy that sweet craving and do their skin a good deed along with it, is to use those fruits and veggies, make a nice sweet smoothie, add a little honey in there, you know, use some of that almond milk, correct? These kinds of things can help our skin too. You can just put them directly on your skin.
That's true. Avocado masks are wonderful, but you can also, in that smoothie, throw in a little bit of dark chocolate. It whips right into the smoothie. And if I love it with cherries and ginger, that's one of my favorite combinations, is frozen unsweetened cherries, almond milk, a little bit of almond butter, some fresh grated ginger, a little bit of cinnamon, and some dark chocolate. And you get wonderful chocolate cherry aroma, you know, aromatic, antioxidant rich smoothie.
Ooh, that sounds great. I'm going to definitely try that one. I love to use cherry and chocolate together. So basically, you can hydrate, you can use as many of those good fruits and vegetables. You need to get those fats, the good fats, the plant-based fats, your avocados. You need to get those in, and certainly remember to always keep yourself well hydrated, and that's the way you'll get good, radiant, beautiful skin from the food that you eat. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. And of course, stay well.